It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. Developing news from Philadelphia, six police officers have been injured by gunshots. More are being treated for other injuries in Philadelphia this evening. Just over 2 hours ago, police served a warrant in a North Philadelphia neighborhood and gunfire started ricocheting off the buildings. There was chaos in the streets. This woman heard the gunshots from her home.
I heard so many gunshots that I got scared and I lifted my window up to see what was going on and I left out of the house.
ABC's Bob Brooks is on the scene.
We first got here for about the first hour and 15 minutes. There was steady gunfire, then a break, more gunfire, then a break. It kept everyone on edge, but now things are starting to get a little bit quiet. And as the evening progresses, the sun starts to set up here. You hope that it doesn't drag on into the night and who knows how much longer. But police have obviously taken a position from where they are. There's a job being done right now, and that is to remedy this situation without further injury to anyone involved with this. We spoke with neighbors when we first got here. They say they heard no less than 100 rounds fired. I cross-checked that with a couple other people up here. That's what everybody is saying. Some say that they've smelled the gunpowder from about a block away of where we were. And then since we've been here, Rick and Shari, we've heard gunfire ourselves. We know it's been on air. I've had people texting me, asking me if I'm okay, saying that they've heard the gunshots live on TV as well. So just a horrible situation that's happening up here. Again, police have sort of taken this perimeter. At the initial start of this, they were way up into what looked like a vacant lot or a community park. They were gathered up there, and that's when it sounded like that's where a lot of the gunfire was happening. But now they've taken that step back, and it seems like we've kind of hit a standoff.
That's ABC's Bob Brooks in Philadelphia. Again, six police officers injured by gunfire. More are being treated for other injuries. People in the neighborhood are being told to shelter in place. Temple University nearby is on lockdown. Stay with us for the latest. KSL News Time 5:02. We're also following the ugly day for the stock market. When the final bell sounded, traders slumped over in their chairs looking at an 800-point loss for the Dow. The typical 401k lost about 3% of its value today. What sent the market sprawling was interest rates. Today, long-term rates fell lower than short-term rates. That doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's a sign that a recession could be coming. President Trump jumped on Twitter and blamed the Federal Reserve chairman for the drop, calling him clueless, Jay Powell. ABC chief economics correspondent Rebecca Jarvis points out the Fed chief really doesn't have that kind of power.
The Fed has power, but they don't necessarily control all of this. Ultimately, what we've been seeing here are week after week of rattled markets in light of trade, in light of this bellwether. It has been a bellwether ahead for stocks previously and for recessions. In 2007, that is the last time you saw the yield curve go inverted. And Wall Street is always looking for signals. Always looking for information. This is one piece of information, as is the fact that trade with China tariffs have been an uncertainty hanging over the market, as is the fact that around the world right now, you've seen economies that appear to be pulling back. And when you look at this full picture, you now all of a sudden have economists saying recession, that R word, ahead in the next 6 to 18 months. That's a very big issue for Wall Street right now.
As always happens when the market drops like this, some experts blame the computers. Beacon Economics founder Christopher Thornburg says high-speed automated trading is responsible for much of the volatility on Wall Street.
When you dispense of the fundamentals and you are simply running algorithms to beat somebody else's algorithm, you've turned the stock market into a video game.
Thornburg says labor markets still appear great. The housing market seems stable. Signs of a healthy economy. Today, Wall Street warned the future might not be as bright. We'll go in-depth with CNBC Markets reporter Dom Chu coming up at 5:15. KSL News Time 5:04. The Tour of Utah bike race was almost stopped cold this afternoon. Maria Chaleos has the story.
Jeff, the Tour of Utah bicycle race got started in Brigham City, but part of the route was closed when a truck hauling ice flipped over on the road up to Powder Mountain. Now, the road was quickly cleared, and it reopened as the racers approached. Frank Zhang is with the Larry H. Miller Group, which runs the Tour of Utah.
The road is open to the resort. It's all systems go for a really exciting, extremely difficult finish at Powder Mountain today.
Ben Hermans with the Israel Cycling Academy took the tour's second stage today. The race continues every day through the Sunday finish in Park City. Developing news on KSL News Radio, Salt Lake police are giving an all clear after a suspicious package at 280 East and 6 South closed nearby roads. The police department says the investigation into the package is ongoing, but those who live in the area and were evacuated can now all go home. A fight that started on social media turned into a real-life argument. Police have two men behind bars after the social media tiff turned into a deadly shooting in Mill Creek, but investigators are still puzzled as to why it happened. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. And Paul, what about the social media posts that sparked this fight?
Well, investigators are still tracking those posts, Maria, but they do say that the victim, Taylor Calvaca, agreed to meet the two suspects outside of the Sunnyvale Apartments in Mill Creek, even though no one involved in the shooting actually lived there. Unified Police Sergeant Melody Gray says they're not even sure if the victim and the suspects even knew each other at all before this.
There was some sort of dispute on social media. Why that location they met, we're not sure. Why there? We're not even really sure about what the relationship was.
Gray says one of the suspects admitted to an officer that he had shot someone shortly after police arrived. 18-year-old Alexander Ethan May, who reportedly made the confession, and 19-year-old Edgar Esquivel were booked into the Salt Lake County Jail. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:06.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
Delays on the east side of the valley, eastbound I-80. They start as you're approaching 2300 East and continue on the east belt. It's due to a crash at 3900 South on the right shoulder. We also have stop-and-go delays now southbound I-15 from the I-80-201 interchange to 53rd South. And starting to see slowing westbound I-80 from the 201 junction almost to Lake Point. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time, 5:07.